Welcome to the Mining and Markets Podcast, hosted by Synergy Capital, your source for finding opportunity in the junior mining and resources space, one voice at a time.
Welcome back to another episode of the Mining and Markets Podcast, hosted by Synergy Capital. Joining me today is a very new company. They're newly listed. They just started trading about a week and a half ago, and they're in the field of natural hydrogen. Natural hydrogen is very exciting. I'm a happy shareholder in this company, and I'm excited to bring you guys this episode. The company is called Longhorn Exploration. It trades on the Venture Exchange under the symbol LEX. And speaking with me is a director of the company, Bruce Nurse. Bruce, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Doing well. Aleem, thanks for having us. Myself.
Bruce, could you start off by giving a brief introduction to Longhorn? Specifically, I want you to touch on the relationship between Pure Wave Hydrogen, the recent lease agreement, and your involvement with both Longhorn and Pure Wave. I think this will provide our listeners with some essential background before we kick off.
Yeah, no, fantastic. I guess I've got to start with Pure Wave Hydrogen. Myself and my partner, who are both directors of Longhorn Exploration, we started Pure Wave Hydrogen. And what we've done is we put a very strong scientific team alongside collaboration with a group out of the UK, geochemists, head of University of Oxford Geochemistry Division. He's a founder of a company called Snowfox Discovery. And our focus is looking for natural hydrogen, hydrogen subsurface. We're not looking at manufactured, man-made hydrogen. It's what's created below us. It's the iron-rich rock. It's the heat, the water. And what we've done through Pure Wave is we've partnered with Longhorn Exploration to go after this opportunity. So we did an option agreement on our initial acreage position in Kansas. Our focus at Pure Wave and the geological team is looking at what's called the Mid-Continent Rift, really from Kansas all the way up into Ontario and Quebec. So the partnership with Longhorn is to explore and eventually develop naturally occurring hydrogen subsurface. And the acreage is kind of centered into this Mid-Continent Rift that we're focusing on.
Great. Okay, so just to take it back a little bit, I'm sure some of my listeners are familiar with maybe green hydrogen or synthetic hydrogen, maybe even blue hydrogen as well. Could you explain how natural or white naturally occurring hydrogen differs and how they compare?
Yeah, no, great question. And I think we're all familiar with what's happening within the hydrogen sector. You're seeing the governments, both in Canada and US, the Department of Energy here in the US, the Inflation Reduction Bill, all deploying significant capital into what I like to say, manufactured or man-made hydrogen. Green hydrogen, which is really renewable. So you're looking at solar and wind and using that energy to convert into hydrogen. And then, of course, hydrogen is for whatever purpose down the road. You've got blue hydrogen, in essence, is natural gas. Again, it's a processing facility, man-made, manufactured, using methane, natural gas, to convert into hydrogen. Blue hydrogen is very pollutive, a tremendous amount of CO2. So you've got to sequester that, capture the hydrogen, and then sequester it deep down into a rock formation. Similar to, if you like, gray, black, dark hydrogen, which is using coal or oil, again, a processing facility using that energy to create hydrogen. Still, you've got to capture the CO2 and sequester that. Very expensive, difficult to scale, and expensive to produce that hydrogen versus trying to sell it commercially. I know some players that are converting hydrogen and selling it to other players. They're losing money, but they get tax credits. What we're focused on, Pure Wave and Longhorn, is going after what's subsurface, what is naturally occurring, what has happened for centuries and centuries. We know hydrogen is the most abundant gas in our universe. It's been around since way, way before we've been around. And it's just, how do you capture that? So we're using really oil and gas technology or oil and gas drilling and exploration to look for natural hydrogen. Again, white hydrogen or natural hydrogen is subsurface. It is not a sedimentary basin where you typically find oil and gas. It's the iron-rich rock. It's the water, it's the heat, it's the pressure that creates and has been creating naturally this hydrogen. We look at structures, trapping mechanisms that trap that hydrogen, and then we drill vertically for it. We may do some laterals, but we drill vertical, hopefully into that trap mechanism that contains the hydrogen and produce from that. Again, very cheap to produce, no CO2, clean hydrogen.
Okay. And what about drilling costs? Would you say that, you know, how does it compare from exploration drilling and mining with natural hydrogen?
It's pretty similar to mining because you're mining into or drilling into hard rock. Very similar to what we're doing with natural hydrogen. Now, for example, in Kansas, where our initial acreage is, and this isn't all over the place, this is just where our initial acreage is. It's only about 1,000 feet down to basement, so down to the hard rock. Now, we know there's a company that's actually going to drill deep into the hard rock, into the granite, which is similar to mining. You're drilling into hard rock. So we're utilizing the same technology or same drilling methods as an oil and gas company would, but we're looking for natural hydrogen in this iron-rich rock. Now, we may not look at drilling deep into the granite or deep into the hard rock. It's depending on how this hard rock is fractured up top. So our basement in Kansas right now is 1,000 feet. We may look at going 1,200 feet in that specific area. I want all your listeners to understand 1,000 feet is not everywhere. There's other areas within this mid-continent rift that is actually deeper.
Okay, got it. And just changing focus a little bit, what is natural hydrogen actually used for, and what's the growth catalyst that will move this industry forward?
Sure. You know, hydrogen, just like green or blue hydrogen or black hydrogen, if you like, is an energy source that is being used for various purposes. So you've got the industrial companies. You can use hydrogen to produce hydrogen at that processing facility, but you've got industrial companies utilizing it. I'll kind of state this. There is a major company, they've raised $300 million going after natural hydrogen in the Mid-Continent Rift. We're well familiar with them. United Airlines, their venture capital, put a tremendous amount of money into their financing in February. In my opinion, that's a tremendous statement in the fact that the airlines are looking at hydrogen as an energy source. We know that there's a movement away from fossil fuels and looking at alternative energies, whether that's wind, solar, etc. We know hydrogen, naturally occurring hydrogen, is going to be an energy source into the future. And importantly to understand here, you're looking at an energy source, for example, data centers, or the movement with AI and the tremendous amount of energy that is required for that, they're looking at hydrogen as an energy source.
Okay. So the company that you talked about that raised $300 million, that's the one that Bill Gates is an investor in. My question is, do you see this as, you know, a positive or negative development within the space, given that PureWave and Longhorn are also in the same area? What does it mean for PureWave and Longhorn?
Well, fortunately for us, we've got acreage in and around Coloma. And when you've got the big elephant spending tremendous amount of money, again, you got to look at it from a land acquisition standpoint. You go back to the shale revolution, right? What happened during the shale revolution? It wasn't the oil and gas companies that made a lot of money. It was the individuals or the companies that acquired the land. So in our belief, with the movement for natural hydrogen and looking at a company like Coloma that raised $300 million, has Bill Gates personally put in $90 million, his venture capital arm called Breakthrough put money in, United Airlines, and other major investors. They got a tremendous board, a tremendous advisory board. That is a positive for PureWave / Longhorn Exploration. Because if they are successful, our valuation, their valuation at their post valuation after their financing in February, $845 million. Currently, Longhorn is between $5 and $10 million, maybe a lot less.
right?
6 million. So you can just look at the upside potential that we have within Longhorn.
Okay. And now that we're talking about valuations, you know, it shows that Longhorn stands out as one of the few publicly traded companies focused on natural hydrogen exploration. Do you see Longhorn maybe benefiting from a first mover advantage in the space? And are there any comparable companies that are currently in the market?
Absolutely. We, you know, that's the beauty here is we are the first movers. We are going out and acquiring acreage, which is an important aspect to it, in my opinion. There's only less than that I'm aware of that are publicly traded on the Toronto Venture or the CSE. I don't think there's anything on the NEO/CBO exchange. I know one company looking into Quebec. I think there's one looking into Ontario. There's a publicly traded company in Australia with 950 million shares out. Good looking deal. My focus is making sure our cap structure, our number of shares outstanding, is manageable. And it gives us an advantage over other players. So to your point, to your question, we're only one of a couple that I'm aware of that are trading on the Toronto Venture Exchange.
Okay. That's a lot of shares outstanding. It seems like Longhorn is definitely a compelling buy with, I think, only about 18 million shares out. So that's great. And I'm sure investors will love that.
Not to get too promotional, but I think you look at it, what are we trading, 30 to 40 cents? A tremendous buy, in my opinion.
Okay. And it's, you know, I did see some news that Longhorn put out regarding the Lily Rock program. Could you provide some details on the work program and the anticipated completion timeline?
Yeah. You know, this is a acreage position that we've named as Lily Rock. It's in the Mid-Continent Rift area. We are acquiring additional acreage in around this area. But our work program is typical oil and gas, if you like. It's using new technology to look for hydrogen. So we're going to look at satellite imagery. And I use satellite imagery. It's actually somewhat of a different technology, but I'll just use satellite imagery. And that's going to help us understand maybe hydrogen shows throughout the acreage position that we have. And we're going to expand it beyond our acreage position. We're going to look at some seismic lines, some aeromag, maybe looking at reinterpreting some of these seismic lines to truly understand structure. We're going to look at water generation, the flow of water. How is this water migrating? What's the history behind the water? Is there hydrogen in the water? Typically, you may see hydrogen molecules within that water. So we're utilizing new technology as we explore for this that leads into the drilling program for Lily Rock. I don't want your listeners to think that we're going to drill this year. I know I'm pushing to drill this year, but I have to defer to our geological team before we drill.
Well, nonetheless, this is a very exciting project. I'm a happy shareholder, and I'm hoping that this episode will, you know, educate people on natural hydrogen as well as, you know, give them some insight on the company and hope that they do some more research and look into it a little bit further. Bruce, thank you so much for your time today. I'm looking forward to the news flow that should be coming up.
Great, Aline, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and remember to follow us on social media, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. This episode should not be considered investment advice. Always do your own due diligence.